Welcome to Adelaide Plains Chapter and Verse monthly podcast for all aspiring wordsmiths and versifiers.
Okay, here we are. We have some members of the Adelaide Plains Poets who are the people who put on the Adelaide Plains Poets Festival of Words. We've just had our 2017 festival and we're all finally beginning to get over the
sleep deprivation.
It's been a big, big, big time. And we're very excited that it went so well. Money came in. Lots of people came along.
As far as
the new voices, Port Augusta, it's all good.
Manham.
Yes.
And people from Metropolitan Adelaide as well.
Yes. And Malala.
Malala, certainly. It was so exciting that we spread ourselves all the way to where I come from, Malala. Adelaide Plains truly was involved in this festival.
It was a lovely day at Malala too.
Yeah,
the weather was beautiful.
Yeah, and when you look at what the weather's like today, the weather was so lucky with weather because that was a gorgeous day.
It was.
Yeah. And the final big thing perhaps for the Malala Hotel, changed ownership. Who knows what's going to be happening from now on, but I would imagine good to continue around Malala and beyond again.
Yes, so we want to do more workshops. It's a beautiful spot. On a nice day, it's a lovely spot to sit in the afternoon and work in the decking there. The truck's going past.
Yeah, it's okay. That time of the week is not so pleasant, as I well know, on a Monday or a Tuesday when you've got livestock on the way to the livestock markets or on the way home from the livestock markets. Mm-hmm. It can be a little bit odoriferous.
Yes.
The food smells great, but those trucks, oh my gosh, not that great.
For this to come up the main street, and I remember actually eating out on the balcony here.
Yeah.
And
at the PA.
At this balcony.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, we had Menegola along, and a cattle truck went past.
Cattle truck's okay. You tried
a pig truck.
That's not good when they park when they park in Malala, quite close to the hotel. No, please. Not good.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, countries like that. And I'm glad that we had some city or at least near suburbia people come out my way in the real world, in the country.
I was quite impressed with the museum. There were lots to see in the actual buildings. I mean, it's part of the actual building is a museum in itself. Yes. And then all the gear outside was just incredible. Like there was one absolutely huge and heavy looking piece of farm equipment. It said it needed 6 horses to pull it. I would have thought they might have needed more than 6. It was just
when they say horses, they're not talking about fancy prancing ponies. They're talking about
Clydesdales or
crosses
draft horse
for sure.
But they did have a lot of horses. That's something I've noticed in the family history when James sold up. That had a lot of horses, and I wondered, surprised at the number of horses they had, but that would be why.
Yes,
I always imagined, plough with a single horse. That's what you see pictures of.
Yeah,
I had no idea they needed so many.
Now they've got many, many horsepower things doing the same work.
Yes,
certainly, as far as Malala goes, with the horsepower regarding the motor park.
Yeah, vroom vroom, yes. Vroom, vroom vroom. Oh yeah, the home of Motorsport Malala, and most of the, at least a large part of the residents never ever go there.
I've been
there. But lots of people go there, I've been there.
When did they start calling it La La Land?
I don't know, I should know this. But
it's alright, it doesn't really matter.
La La Land is cute.
It was new to me.
Yeah, I didn't know.
The Yarning Circle went well.
Excellent.
Yep, there was led by John and Chris Richardson. They'd put a lot of work getting everything together. So we had words from songs, words from documents, and they all brought it together in a way that suited the theme freedom, and we were all able to have
I had no doubt that they would be able to do this.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. It's nice there. At the plant nursery, not where we were meant to be.
That's okay.
Slight hiccup, but we managed.
Yes, we did.
We rose to the occasion brilliantly.
And Saturday workshops were fantastic. I really enjoyed Roseanne.
Yep.
Workshops. Especially the one in the morning at the library.
Yeah, when you think we've got the same person talking about more of the same thing, but they're totally different workshops.
They were, yes.
Very pleased with how she managed that. Mm.
I was really excited that the two books she talked about in the afternoon one were the two I'd read. I knew about. She talked about other books too.
So what was your favourite thing, Alex?
Even though we had small numbers as far as the train journey goes, I enjoyed and got a good set of poems out of the ekphrastic experience as far as going to the museum and reviewing those things on the train. But probably as far as numbers were concerned and interaction, having a look at Poets at the Pub on the Sunday afternoon was perhaps the best interaction that we had through looking at people off the street as far as Rick goes.
That was an amazing thing. Incredible. This guy just walks in and wasn't a complete stranger, but hadn't seen him.
But it was good to have the incoming poets as far as Friendly Street were concerned.
That was a huge boost.
And even though each of them went a little bit over time, it was neither here nor there.
For us.
Yes.
No, they were really good. I didn't mind that they went a bit over.
And the fact that they liked what we did too.
Yes.
The quality of the work that we had done in response to the train ride and so on, that was good. And then the five-word challenge went very, very well. And hey, I won raffle, which is nice.
And Friday night went well, the GBA one. I wasn't sure how that was going to work out. And it'd be nice to continue to work with GBA on an event each year, I think.
Well, I think GBA is very happy to do that.
I think that between the people who are here, they might be able to have some sort of sway.
Well, Carolyn's hoping we can continue to work with GBA. I'm sure that is a possibility.
I've
almost got GBA cord.
Now, I'm not on the committee of GBA, I'm the president of Adelaide Plains Poets, and I'm very, very happy with the connection we have with GBA. I'm happy with the connection we have with everybody who's connected with this festival, because it's all been going so well.
Well, GBA was really happy because they picked up two new members from that night.
There you go.
And that's what's great, because new members also mean, hopefully, new podcasts.
Yes, yes.
So that's really important with GBA to have new members.
Yeah.
And they seemed like they might do something interesting.
They did,
so that was very promising.
Now, GBA and the GBA project, the whole thing about having the podcast up there, out there in the cloud, is a really exciting thing. It may not be a radio station, but it's words, and that's what we do. We're writers. Words are our thing. If you've got a community who's behind what you're doing, it always makes things go better. And that's what we've got here in Gawler and beyond.
We have. And that's one of the great things about living in Gawler is community. Talking of which, Friends of the Library, I think we'll continue to work with, I hope.
Good. Yeah, I can't imagine them saying.
No, I think the library workshop went really well.
For sure.
And hopefully they were happy with it. I had to rush off.
The whole time was at the Evanston Gawler Library.
You're watching the
time. I think I've got to be up. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening at Princeton?
Yes, I was.
Kind of sorry to leave and glad to leave at the same time. I was very happy when I came in here, saw that, yes, there were books.
Hopefully Michael found it worthwhile. We all tried to buy books.
I bought a book.
I blew my book budget for the year.
Yes, I got one. It was one I've been meaning to get for a long time.
Excellent.
And he actually posted it out to me. He didn't have it with him, but he knew the book I meant, so that was cool.
Lovely.
Arrived yesterday. So
that's
pretty quick off the mark.
Yep.
Well, I was happy I got one on Germans in South Australia.
Oh, right.
Which
yes.
I was happy about. And the Gill History of South Australia, which was huge. And I was looking at it thinking, I'm not even going to ask how much this is. And he said, I'll give it to you at a discount price. And so I felt guilty because he was giving that to me cheap, so I bought the second book.
He's not stupid, Michael. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, he's a good bloke. I've always liked dealing with Mike Wizard.
So that was great. So we had two new partnerships this year, really, with Friends of the Library and with Michael, and really with GBA, because even though GBA's been around the
technically
place.
Technically involved. It was the first time we really had a GBA event.
Presence.
Yeah, as such. So yes, I think growing, you know, creating these links and growing the festival like that is really exciting.
And given
as well.
That we've...
And we're now with the new owners of the hotel at Malala.
Yes, for sure.
Build up a bit of a relationship.
Yes, that's you, Butch and Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Our guys have given up being electricians, but they're also running a hotel at the same time, in tandem almost. I really think that we should go there.
Have a regular event.
Yes, for sure.
Similar to the lock-in, perhaps.
Have a lock-in in Mount Malala.
We could easily do that.
Or do it one...
Maybe next holidays. We can do a lock-in in Malala instead of Ebola.
So, that's 2017 done. Bring on 2018.
The truth.
We're thinking about truth. The truth is out there.
The truth of the matter.
The truth of the matter indeed. And that's huge again.
And ultimate truth is out there too.
Oh, gee. The truth is a very slippery, slimy thing. It's
these days. Yes.
When you look at some people's ideas of the truth, you go, no, sorry. You might think that's the truth, but you are so wrong. I'm not naming names at all, but, you know, we'll have our own ideas on that one, I'm sure.
And I'm sure I have a mental image of just who you're talking about.
Or it couldn't, it's not just one person I'm thinking, you darling, not just one person.
No, it's not, but someone in particular. That isn't a good mental image.
So nobody in this room, we're all truth speakers here.
Exactly.
Even though we might write fiction, there is much truth in and truth in fiction.
Of course
is very
there's
important.
Truth in fiction.
There's
yes,
sometimes there's
absolutely.
More truth in fiction than in
yes.
history. Because
yes.
history is like, were there really any women back then? Were there really women present?
Well, there were.
Yes,
women
there
were. Quite powerful and did stuff. It didn't always get recorded what women did.
It very rarely got recorded. Fact,
as opposed to creative fiction.
Yes. Shh, don't tell those truths. Nobody wants to hear about those truths. Well, yes, they do.
So this is where I think my workshop ties to the theme really well. It's about research. It's putting truth into fiction as opposed to fiction into truth.
Yep, for sure.
It's a line Justin came up with. I thought that was a really
I
good...
I like that. Sure, he's
so
a writer.
He's really good at taglines. I'm really hopeless at taglines. Terrible at titles and taglines and short, sharp slogans.
Vignettes,
but he's really good at it.
I wonder whether he got that from his work. No, we don't know.
No, he certainly didn't get that from
work. It was a good festival. We had a good time. Tiring time, but a great time. Well worth the effort.
Yeah, and we'll add in some pieces that were written.
Good. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
so
you.
We've got Jeanette, Marilyn, Alex, and Carolyn. Me, Carolyn.
Signing off.
Signing off. We'll be back.
Thank you.